Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you're listening to Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title. Handling your commercial and residential closings, you can call Carol Butler at 409-7614, Bankers Title, Integrity, Security, and Excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, look for her ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining us here for a live acoustic session here this morning is Jacob Vanko. How are you, sir?
I'm a little nervous.
Why are you nervous? There's nothing to be nervous about. We are here in the people's living room, and we're looking forward to your new music. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I got a song on my record called All the Same. It's a little bit of a departure from a lot of the other songs on there. It's got a little bit more of a kind of Latin kind of flair, and I just love performing this song, and I can't think of a better one to open with. So
excellent. Here's Jacob Vanko here on Hunter at Sunrise.
On the wall, got a lukewarm coffee on a lonely day. I cough and cringe at thoughts that hinge on rotten things like love, like lost. It's all the same. Hey. It's all the same. They make us crave the passing craze and lust, and it's all the same. It's all the same. Everything or nothing else. Oh, and I want a place to be alone. I can't be there by myself. It's everything or nothing else. Mm-mm. Oh, I and nothing else.
Wow. Jacob Venko here on Hunter at Sunrise. Jacob,
Facebook Live?
Yes, you're on live on Facebook right now.
Hi, Mom.
And if you see Jacob in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Jacob live and in living color here this morning. You don't seem so nervous now, do you, Jacob? You're doing all right.
In living color, what an excellent show.
That was a good show, right? That was a good show.
Jim Carrey. Damon Wayans, yeah, classic.
A lot of great things going on with that show. So tell me about this new album that's coming out Wednesday. You seem like you've been working on it for a while. It's called 10 Years.
Yeah, it's called 10 Years. Kind of cryptic title. To be honest with you, I kind of suck at titling things. I really don't think I'm good at titling songs. Don't think I titled the record as good as it could have been titled.
Is it named after a song?
No, there's no song on there called 10 Years. No, okay. I guess it's like, it's meant to be kind of cryptic and interpreted different by everyone, I guess. Like, a lot happens in 10 years in everybody's life.
Sure.
You know, these songs came out of the same 10-year period. You know, I mean, when you think about who you were at 25 versus who you are at 35, that's, you know what I mean? That's like two different humans, two different universes. So it's like, you know, it's basically meant to signify the kind of change that happens over the course of that time. Also, 10 years at the time I started recording the record was a pretty significant mile marker for me within some achievements that I've had in my life within the same time frame. So it's a lot of personal stuff and a lot of cryptic stuff.
So where did you record the record?
At Rich Mossman's studio in Portsmouth,
Virginia. Oh, okay, okay. And Rich is a good friend, and we were just talking about Rich, weren't we? He's out with...
he's out touring right now with Anthony.
Anthony Rizzano, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing all the major stadiums on the East Coast, it looks
like. What an awesome opportunity for him. He deserves it. He's such a hard worker, great songwriter, great guitar player, good buddy of mine. You know, Rich, I believe, is going to be based out of Nashville now, so he's like... going to be starting a studio down there. He's been wanting to get down there for a while, break into that market.
Right.
So he's down there doing his thing. Anthony picked him up for this tour that he's doing with Bob Seger. Amazing opportunity for all those guys.
It's very amazing. Very amazing. So these songs, it took you 10 years to write them or longer than that?
I think they all came from like the same 10-year span, kind of. Yeah. When we were putting the record together, like what songs, you know, it wasn't like we liked songs from all different kind of eras of my songwriting to this point. So it depended like on the vibe of the song, you know, if it would fit. And we also wanted it to sound kind of eclectic because I, you know, I'm a little bit more of an eclectic songwriter. I have that song that I just played that has kind of a Latin thing, and I have like some straight country type songs as well.
Yeah. How long have you been writing songs?
Oh, man.
When did you start?
Well, one of my dad was a songwriter. One of my first guitar lessons from my dad, he taught me like a G, C, and a D chord, or some G, A, and D, or something like that. And he was like, first write your own chord progression with these chords. And then after you do that, I'll teach you a Bob Dylan song. So.
And so the first song you learned was a Bob Dylan song.
Well, yeah, my first kind of experience was, well, I guess before that I was like going, you know, it was Nirvana and like Teen Spirit and all that stuff, Pearl Jam. But then when I really kind of got into playing the guitar and asking my dad, like, how do I do this guitar thing? He's like, I don't know. that was his first answer. And then he was like, you know, learn these couple chords and you could basically play every song ever written with these couple chords. And then, you know, write your own thing first. And after you write your own thing, I'll reward you by teaching you like a song that you want to learn.
Huh. So. Interesting. Your father was a musician and singer too? Or?
Yeah, yeah. He was actually like a master carpenter by trade. But he was also a singer-songwriter. My family's very artistic. My mom writes poetry, paints. I have aunts that are musicians and, you know, stage performers, have been in plays and stuff like that. My grandfather, drummer in, like, kind of a polka band before I was around. My my aunt Leva in Scranton, Pennsylvania, was one of the world's best piano teachers. My dad's sister played guitar, taught piano. There's like, I grew up around it pretty much my whole life.
Yeah, we're talking with Jacob Vanko here on Under at Sunrise, who's getting ready to release his new album, 10 Years. What else would you like to play for us here?
I'll play a song. Speaking of the piano teacher, I'll play a song that I wrote about her.
Mm-hmm.
This song is called The Garden, because I used to go to these piano lessons kicking and screaming, not wanting to go, not realizing that I was taking piano lessons from like a world-renowned piano teacher. You know
really?
What I mean? Yeah.
Who was this?
Anne Leva.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she taught like all over the world and stuff, worked with like famous opera singers and everything.
Huh.
And I also have a cousin who's an opera singer.
Oh, okay.
Maria Mussolino.
So,
this song I wrote, The Garden, it's kind of about not really ever getting to know my aunt musically and that missed opportunity.
Okay, here's Jacob Vanko here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Cold as far as the winter goes. Oh, but I never got to stop to sing the blues in the garden where your music grows. Streetlight looking for a cause. Now your troubles are long since gone with. And the breeze that carried you off. Whoa. Oh, but I never got to stop to sing the blues in the garden where your music grows. And I know we may be separated by time, but I can see so many parallel lines, and I'd love nothing more than to talk to you as a man, 'cause we both floated and faltered in turbulent waters and finally took a stand. Oh, but I never got to stop to sing the blues in the garden where your music grows. And I never got to stop to sing the blues in the garden. Where your music grows.
Wow. Jacob Vanko here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, you got a set of pipes on you, I must say. Yes, that's really...
You should talk to some of my middle school teachers.
Well, tell me about the show that you got coming up on Wednesday. How did this come about that you did it at the Hampton History Museum?
I played another gig at the Hampton History Museum with a buddy of mine, Rob Oliver, also has a record coming out soon.
Oh,
yes. You know Rob?
Oh, he's been on the show a couple of times.
Great musician, horrible person.
Oh, no, he's a great guy.
I once actually saw I saw Rob one time actually carrying kittens into a burning building.
Oh, no. I don't believe that.
I'm telling you. You know, most people play like benefits. Rob actually plays anti-benefits. You know, horrible person.
Rob's a great guy.
Good songwriter. But so, yeah, he called me to play that gig with him, and the vibe was great. Seamus there, the director of the art stuff that goes on.
You know Seamus.
Super supportive guy of the local culture and music and art scene and everything. Mm-hmm. And I called a bunch of other venues in the area, and they were either out of my price range or didn't work with time or unavailable or whatever. And, you know, I called Seamus and I was like, hey, can I do this thing there? And he's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? He like rolled out the red carpet. And I was just like, wow, he's really supportive. He wants to do it. You know, other places were like, we'll do it for you for a price. And he was like, we want to make this happen for you. So I was like, this is, you know, it's like one of those things where the vibe was like the energy between him and I was just so natural and supportive. And so that's my venue.
So what time does this start?
Seven on o'clock. Wednesday, the 16th.
Are you doing it by yourself or is someone else opening?
Buddy Bob Lewis, actually, from he's an East Nashville guy. He's a songwriter down there. Super cool guy. Great songwriter. Mm-hmm. He's actually coming up to play the gig with me. And I just thought it'd be good to reciprocate. He's had me down there to play gigs with him. Mm-hmm. So just kind of like cross-pollinating a little bit. And Bob's awesome. Okay. Bob Lewis. Shout out to Bob Lewis and Rob Oliver, the horrible human being that he is.
Before we get to the next song, you seem to really play this guitar so beautifully. Can you talk a little about the guitar? It seems very special to you.
This guitar, my father gave me.
Okay.
My father gave me this guitar years ago. Mm-hmm. He gave me a bunch of guitars throughout the course of my life and my playing life and all that. Mm-hmm. But this is the first one that he gave me that I didn't ever get rid of for vices.
And just for the guitar playing public, it's a Martin, correct?
It's a Martin. Yeah, it's a standard D28. I have an HD28. And I love the HD28 for the studio, but I just like this one for live. It's just a standard. I mean, this thing's a tank. It's fallen over. you know, it's got all kinds of all my wear on it, all my sweat drippings all over it. Disgusting.
Well, let's not get too far into it there, Jacob.
This is the real deal, people.
What else would you like to play for us here?
I don't know. I want to play one that's not going to be on my record.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Just something
is that,
new?
Can I do that?
No, you can do whatever you like if you want to play
can
something.
Can I do my burlesque show?
No, I don't know about that.
All right. That's Hunter at Moonrise. That's the
that's the nighttime
that's
version.
The nighttime show, yeah. Only on Sirius XM, by the way.
That's right. Only on Sirius. Boy.
I'm gonna
be so lucky.
I'm gonna play a song that I actually wrote. I'm gonna play a song that I wrote for my niece and nephew in Philadelphia. My brother and his beautiful wife Lacey, not too long ago, had twins. And
that's right. You're originally from Pennsylvania, right?
I am originally from Pennsylvania, Scranton.
Oh, okay.
So we call it. So, my brother's up in Philly, and he had these beautiful babies. And I wanted to write them a song that could be like basic instructions, not necessarily stuff that I'm good at, because all the stuff that in this song I'm not good at.
Okay.
But it's like basic human kind of life instructions. I also wanted it to be kind of a lullaby for them, you know, since it's for babies. And I want it to be like kind of a timeless message. So I wrote this song for them called Changing Wind. It is not going to be on my upcoming record, but it probably most likely will be on my next record.
Oh, you're already working on that. Here's Jacob Vanko here on Unearthed Sunrise.
Mm-hmm. to love with all you got. Improve on anything you're not. Anytime you hurt, you grow. Make sure any truth you know can't be bought. And life is like a changing wind. I can't tell you where it's blowing. Life is like a changing wind. Always know it can carry you home. Home from the storm. Listen well before you speak. Invent the future that you seek. Any true love comes with fear. Making good use of your tears won't make you weak. And life is like a changing wind. I can't tell you where it's blowing. Life is like a changing wind. Always know it can carry you home. Home from the storm.
Jacob Vanko here on Hunter at Sunrise. Really appreciate you coming down here today.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and I wish you luck with the show on Wednesday night and with this new record, 10 years. It should be cool. How many songs are on the record?
12.
12?
Yeah.
So a full-length disc.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. First time I've ever done a major recording project, and I just went for the record, didn't go for the EP.
Cool.
Under Rich's advisement. He's like, let's do a full record. Your songs deserve it. You deserve it. It's time. Let's go.
Okay.
And we're really having a good time here today, though.
Yeah. Where can you pick up the record besides your shows? I'm sure you can pick them up at your shows, right?
Well, we're going to be selling these things there. I don't know, they're called CDs. They're... We're going to be selling these CDs. It's for the vintage folks that we're going to be selling CDs for the vintage kind of audio files that have
You mean the ones like me that have them all over my studio right now?
That's what they are?
That's what they are.
I thought they were coasters. I was like, man, this guy's got a lot of coasters. So yeah, we are going to be selling some of those. And over time, it was actually advised by an industry professional buddy of mine to release on Spotify and all the free streaming platforms like piecemeal. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So if my fans want to buy all my songs, they should buy my record, buy my CD. And if they want to wait a year, I will, you know, month by month release singles until eventually the whole record will be on streaming, or I won't make any money off it whatsoever.
Okay. All right.
But I guess I deserve it because I've stolen tons of music. Like when Napster came out, I was like the music thief.
Oh, I hope there are no police officers that are listening to our broadcast.
I'm sure ASCAP and BMI are always listening. They are always listening.
Yeah, they are always listening, even to this show. But thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
I really think that I should be a regular. I think we make a good team.
I knew this was going to happen.
We could set up another mic right over there, me and you, the Hunter and Jacob show. I could see it.
Yep, I could
I'll start working on the website. We'll get it rolling. We'll get it.
Jacob Venko here on Hunter at Sunrise. I better turn your mic down now. But